escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the baseball competition is coming up in just 8 days, so yeah, Jack better lock in soon. We'll find out if he can. Phil's in first place. Two up on the Mets, James?
Correct, two.
Two up on the Mets. If you don't know the numbers on Wheeler, I know Rhea had in the update there, you know, Rob Thompson's audio about how great he's been, but let me drill down a little more, because this is bonkers. The month of June, Wheeler pitched 31 innings. He gave up 2 earned runs. He pitched to a 0.58 ERA. Ruben, I don't know if you'll remember, there was a Cliff Lee month. Like 12 or 13?
2011. It was 2011.
It was 2011?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he had won after that also, but fair enough.
I mean, he was a robot.
He was amazing. He was amazing. Yeah.
That's baseball.
Yeah. He's a robot.
He said that all the time. He used to drive me nuts.
All right, let's go to the phone. Oh, by the way, robot.
Cyborg, maybe.
Well,
he was like a cyborg.
Not
yeah.
complete robot.
Yeah,
cyborg, maybe, because right. he combines the human with the robot.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess.
So, Rube, you're a TV star guy again. Wow. Dude, you were in a couple years back, you were in the Goldbergs. A
couple times, yep.
And now.
And hold on, real quick, just to hit the Goldbergs thing, he was in it himself, but also there is a character in the show consistently that is Ruben Amaro Jr. Like, he's a character in the show. And acted on
that's amazing.
A major
with the Penn-Charter connection, the whole deal.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So, Rube, you have another TV venture, I understand, is about
you
to happen.
You do?
Yeah, so, John Leguizamo has a show called Leguizamo Does Whoa. America.
And big
this,
guy.
This is season 2.
He's talented guy.
Goes love through John Leguizamo.
He's actually got a chance to spend a lot of time with him, and he was awesome.
Wow.
So, this... I guess on the 6th, it is going to premiere. They are doing Philadelphia, and they actually did a piece, part of it, on me.
Look at that.
Cool.
Look at that.
You and Leguizamo, how about it?
Kind of a trip. So I'm going to shoot it out there on social media here today at some point. But it's Sunday on the 6th at 9 p.m. on MSNBC. Leguizamo Does America, season 2.
That's
and
so
they're
awesome.
Doing Philadelphia. Great. I think they're doing a couple of characters, a couple of folks here in Philadelphia and honoring them, and I'm part of it.
And you've already shot it?
Already shot it. Oh, yeah.
Good
shot
for you,
it,
man.
Shoot, probably 8 months ago?
Oh, wow.
10 months ago? Something like that.
Good for you, man.
A while ago, yeah. I wasn't sure when it was going to come
have
out.
Have you seen any of the clips or any of that
just
stuff?
I've seen the show, obviously. The first season was really cool. I have not seen any of this, but they did send me a link, so I'll probably take a peek at some of it. I've seen a little bit of the, I think they've thrown out a little bit of the previews of it, and I saw me flash in there for a second,
tease.
But I don't know, a little tease.
That's awesome, man. Well, congrats.
It's pretty cool.
That's really
it's
awesome.
It's really cool.
All right, everyone check that out. MSNBC said Sunday at what time?
It is at 9 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC.
Very cool.
Sunday night.
Check out Ruben. That's awesome. Let's go to the phones. Tasty Cake Dom. Dom, good morning, buddy.
Joe, how you doing? Good morning, everybody.
Good, pal.
What's up, Tasty Cake Dom?
Joe, I want to give you your props and congratulate you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
But I want to remind you that the Pacers won game 1-2, and everybody got over all OKC, 68 wins. They're holding up. And then the cream came to the top.
That does happen sometimes. There's no question.
So,
you think Jack's creamy?
You know, I got 100% confidence in Jack.
Have you not?
I don't know how you can have 100% confidence
in
that
man.
You didn't waver at all.
Like, that's odd.
On Sunday.
How do you not waver?
What we witnessed.
Yeah. How do you not waver at all?
Well, because OKC gave up that big lead in the first game, and then...
You know Jack didn't have 68 wins this year, though, right?
Yeah, he's also not SGA.
I'm not sure...
Well, Joe, after 3 games, they were saying SGA wasn't SGA.
Okay, listen, I'm not saying
that's
you...
That's a good point.
Let's play it out.
I agree, let's play it out.
I'm congratulating you.
Thank you.
That's why they play the game,
big win.
Right?
Thank you, buddy.
Let's let's play it out.
That's fair.
Now, I think I got a winner, Joe, and I think you might be the only one that knows this name.
Ooh.
But I'm going to say Tony Ayala.
Tony Ayala. I recognize the name. Help me out. Who was he or is he?
He should have been the middleweight champion of the world for 10 years. He beat Roberto Duran, and then he got in a lot of trouble with the law and was in jail for 15 years.
Interesting. Okay.
But he should have been Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Wow.
He was that great.
Interesting. All right, Tom, appreciate the call, my man. Call us back in future weeks. I know you're a Fritz supporter, but keep the calls coming. We'll talk about this. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, all right.
Stay well, man. Appreciate that. I kind of vaguely recognize that Tony Ayala name, but I didn't know the story. I do know the story of what happened 2 days ago in Goff. I beat Fritz. Let's get to Spike, because matter of fact, let's give you Fritz from the beginning. Let's give you Fritz's opening statement. This didn't speak too well to Fritz, but Tasty Cake Dom's belief in him hasn't wavered, but I don't know, man. Here's Fritz's opening statement yesterday.
So you have the floor. Rick Ankiel, Mark Elfaltz, Scott Brosius, Jack Fritz. I mean, that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was not the camera beating me. Yesterday was me losing that. And it was a total embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. That's probably the worst round of golf I've played in 20 years. And I think I got totally psyched out of my own mind. Like, you saw it yesterday. I mean, that was a vintage meltdown. That was a vintage freaking meltdown. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I was sitting there and I freaking duffed like three straight off the freaking tee, which has never been a problem for me in my entire life. And all of a sudden yesterday, it all came crumbling down. So, like, my official comment is it was one of the biggest choke jobs in the history of Philadelphia sports. I mean, it's up there with the Rondé Barber play. Like, when you remember awful moments in Philadelphia sports history, this is going to be up there. And, like, I felt so much pressure from people, like, wanting me to go kill Joe to camera. I'm not a pressures man. You know, I'm a lower the expectations kind of guy. And yesterday, I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I didn't handle it well. It was awful. It was truly awful.
John, if he played for John Gruden,
he wouldn't. So what are you going to do about it? Like, I don't perceive that he feels like he needs to imminently change and adjust his approach. You know, it feels when he says, like, I haven't played that poorly in 20 years, it's almost like he doesn't feel like he's responsible.
Well, I will say I agree with you a bit. I'll say this. That was the beginning of the show. And then Spike and Ike did a number on him for 3.5 hours, as did the audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he does.
So people didn't listen to you and love him up, you're saying?
Well, it went both ways. Some people hammered him, and then some people hugged him up. And
after he got hammered on Saturday, am I right?
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah.
My question is, what are you
going
to no,
him.
Jack,
yep.
What are you going to do about this? It sounds like you're still, I don't know, like, excusing yourself almost. Like, you know what? I'll get him next time. Well, you're not if you don't completely revamp the way you're approaching this,
yeah, it's
man.
Like his brain, it's almost like he doesn't view it as
you
part
have
of
to
him.
Do this,
yeah,
Jack. You actually have to go out there and excel.
Yeah.
Like, you have to throw strikes. You have to hit the golf ball
right.
Rather than swing and miss in the fescue and then pick it up and try to throw your own ball. Like, all that can't happen again. Like,
you think he might struggle throwing strikes? Like, if someone's got a mental thing going there, like, strike throwing.
I don't think he'll have a little bit of a trouble.
Yeah.
I think he might have a lot of trouble.
I've seen it.
I've actually seen it
with pros.
I'm actually feeling, like, the butterflies in my stomach.
For him?
Guy. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Spike.
Frightening.
Spike went back and forth yesterday between hugging him up and kind of almost yelling at him. Listen to something Spike said early in the show, when you can tell Spike was very frustrated with him.
I guess my thing here is, like, this is where it's got to stop. Like, from you, from the lower the expectations, from the no, I'm being honest with you. Like, this is big, right? Like, this is something we've been talking about for 3 months. It's been built up into this spot, and you are quite clearly a better physical athlete than Joe DeCamera. You are quite clearly a better golf player than Joe DeCamera. You're better at baseball than Joe DeCamera. You have physical advantages over Joe DeCamera. You have an age advantage over Joe DeCamera. And this whole thing where we just like sort of throw up our arms and say, well, I choked, I couldn't do it, like it ends here. It's just, it's got no hoping, right?
I hope so.
It's got to end here.
He's going to lose.
I need baseball. I need baseball to get back in my own little
and that's next
cockiness.
Week. That's next week.
This is so pretend. He thinks that he needs baseball to get back into his own little cockiness. You actually need to just go out and do this, man. You need to go out and express yourself physically, which you were incapable of doing in the first go-round.
And he does need to take the advice of his guys. I mean, there's a lot of things. Let me give you an example.
Well, he's going, and Spike's like, no, man, this has to happen.
He's not listening.
You have to take the bull by the horns. I agree. He's not listening. It's bouncing right off of him.
Well, let me give you an example. So
no one else is going to do this for you, Jack.
So Ike relayed yesterday in the show advice he had given Fritz about Goff. So that sequence, it's I'll now say famous sequence, when he's lying four and I'm lying four, and I'm closer, but he's right there. He just needs to chip onto the green. It's not, you know. But he's in a tough spot. It's a hill and it's a slant and there's fescue nearby.
Oh my.
But Ike had given him advice and Jack clearly didn't take it. Listen to this exchange from yesterday.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're looking for Fritz Ford.
I said, pop the ball up there. You took a full swing.
I know.
Yeah, I
know.
I just needed a half swing to just chip it up there. Chip it up.
And that's when the meltdown started.
Because the camera's short game is horrible. You see how long it took him to get on the green?
I know.
Never mind.
And then it hit the freaking cart path right into the water again.
Can I see? When it hit
there's a whole 4-minute clip out there that I don't think is ever going to get unearthed.
Dude, when it hit that cart path.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the bridge.
Everything. Everything. Yeah, that's when the big old F-bombs came out.
It was so unbelievable.
This is, I think I might have seen portions of that.
Yeah, you right? You get a little sneak preview of what'll be.
Oh, my. Wow. Is that?
Ruben, wait till you see this video, man.
I'm a little scared for
remember,
him.
Remember, this is.
I'm
this
a little scared.
This is a guy that says he shoots 85 regularly.
I'm not believing that.
He would have been on like, it would have been like a, six, would have been a 16.
He shot an 85 on that hole.
Yeah, I mean, he was at a 13. He still wasn't on the green. I mean, he was at a 13. He probably would have come in at a 16. One more piece of audio, because he also was complaining about some stuff yesterday. Listen to Jack. He did his top five, actually at 4:30 yesterday, but top five at five, as they call it. And this is the way he ended it with his number one.
But the number one most annoying thing that happened yesterday is after I make the comeback of the century, this guy takes a like a 10-minute break.
Oh, yeah.
Momentum.
Moseys over the
human rain delay.
He did. He really did.
He milked it.
He
came back with four waters. Asked every
single bottle.
Do you want a bottle? No one.
No.
Everybody told you no.
Asked every single person, do they need a drink?
Yep. He's trying to get his wind back.
Yeah, I know.
I know. And he still shanked it off the tee.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Yeah.
It didn't help.
And you hit the ball way down the fairway.
Yeah, I know. Still lost the hole.
Still lost the hole.
And I made a beautiful pitch out. Again, I'm going to think about it until I'm on my deathbed. 155 yards with an 8-iron to close them out.
I will say this, and I'm especially going to say this to the kids that are listening, that are home for summer break. It's not about wanting to win. It's about doing what you need to do to win.
But
yes,
you don't know what that's like yet.
Well, I knew this. I knew I needed a 10-minute water break. I knew it. And I went behind the trailer where I got the water, and stayed back there for an extra couple minutes.
That doesn't sound like you're
impressive. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're awesome.
It's not about wanting to win. It's about what are you prepared to do to make sure you
win. Wow. Made a difference, apparently.
It's what you do.
Pretty impressive.
Let's go to the phones. Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today? Everyone else?
I'm doing all right, man.
Listen, I'm just calling to let you know I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
I want you to win. I want you to beat Jack, but you haven't won yet.
Oh, no question, man. This
Thank
is just
you.
This is just
yeah,
game
that's
one.
Good point.
You're on this victory tour.
Thank
no,
you.
No, I don't think about. I don't
there's
know about
a bit
that.
Of that going on. Yeah,
I'm presenting Fritz's audio.
It certainly feels like that a little bit.
Yeah, you're playing Fritz's audio and stuff. Now, if you end up losing this whole challenge, he's going to have all this audio to play about you.
No, you're right about that. But I also feel I have an obligation to entertain the audience and inform the audience that didn't hear yesterday's afternoon show. I mean, he laid this stuff out there. It's kind of a gold mine, so I want to play it for people.
Here's what I want you to do after today.
Yes.
Be like Barry Sanders and just hand the ball to the ref. No need to spike, all right, until you win.
There's no fun in that.
I mean, Dan, you got to admit, I'm going pretty far above the fray. I mean, I have not had not one cocky statement in two shows about
this. I agree,
this.
But
I
like your cockiness at the end of your win. You know, if you exhaust yourself now.
I'm not.
You know, it's not. I don't know. But congratulations. I think you're going to smoke him. As for Wheeler, he's like the silent assassin. Why, John?
Because you just assume Jack will melt down every time. Because that's sort of where I am. I'm now wondering if Jack can actually just perform. Like, just do the sport the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Just make it look like the sport is supposed to look.
You do wonder about his performance capability at this point.
I think he's like Alec Boehm, slamming the bat,
once in a while. A lot of similarities.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about baseball, but that's okay.
No, I'm talking about as an athlete. You know what I mean? Like every
Taking
once in a while, you'll
deep.
Get a glimpse of a good athlete, but then he gets pissed off when he's slumping.
Whoa.
Harsh.
Yeah. You
know? Ruben's just kind of now getting it.
There's a lot that's going on here.
There's way too
man.
Much going on.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
I guess
I gotta watch it on YouTube.
There's a lot of innuendo bouncing off.
All right, Dan, give me an answer, buddy. Who should have had a better career?
I think the fifth Beatle, Pete Best, should have had a better career.
I don't know about that. He probably stunk.
I don't know that he had.
Yeah, I don't know that he should have had a better career. I'm not sure about that. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations on that beatdown, Joe. The only thing better than a physical beatdown is a psychological beatdown. And that's what you did, and that's what I did to myself all day yesterday after my lousy call talking about Jamie Moyer's no-hitter game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Wanted to apologize for that. Went to the game last night with my dad and brother. We were talking about our favorite moments from Phillies games. My dad talking about Steve Carlton pitching in 79. He went to the Vet Stadium to see that. And my brother was at the perfect game in Miami. Confirmed that for sure. That was a definite.
Nice.
And last night, though, we're watching, and all of a sudden we realize he made pitch a complete game shutout. And in today's day and age, that's just over. And it sucked because the moment was building and the energy was – the crowd was feeling it.
Yeah.
And then we were all deflated in that ninth
inning. It's okay. You know what I noticed, Nick? I think Rob Thompson is – because, look, 4-0's not 2-0, but it's also not 8-0. I think Rob Thompson's starting to get more confidence in Tanner Banks. I just sense he's starting to – insert him. And again, it wasn't like that was close, but it's not zipped up at 4-0. And I think he's starting to rely a little bit more on Tanner Banks, which, by the way, makes sense because, I mean, how can you like rely on Strom right now, let alone some of the other guys? I mean, you got to find somebody. So I'm not telling you I love Banks, but I think Topper's going there a little bit more now.
From a baseball standpoint, it makes complete sense. From an emotional standpoint, you know.
Well, I get it. You want the complete game shutout, but here's the deal. You know the Tanner Banks or anybody probably will win you the game when you're up 4-0, and you want Zach Wheeler to pitch into November. So, you know, it's not the end of the world that he doesn't finish that game.
Yeah, good point, Joe. For my answer, whatever happened to Macaulay Culkin?
It's a good answer.
It's a very good answer.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Recently.
Yeah.
He and his wife.
Brenda Song. He's married to. Yeah.
She's great, by the way.
She is great. Yeah.
Perfect actress.
But yeah, as an actor, like he definitely
could have been Leo DiCaprio.
Seems like
I don't know if he was that talented.
Well, he might not have been that talented.
I think he made so much money that he just
probably.
He had issues. Great. He had some issues. He went through stuff.
He did. I mean, that's the. I feel bad with this. We're going to be accused between this guy had a drug problem. This guy got hit in the head with a baseball. This guy had a career-ending injury in football. Like, I don't know. It's going to be tough to figure out. We'll sort through it. All right. Phone calls up ahead. More on all this. Plus, time's yours up ahead. You can always weigh in on Fritz and his meltdown and what he admitted to yesterday. Time's yours up ahead as well on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.